Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, many of you who have been with me a long time, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray to God, in faith believing in the all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray, dear friends, based upon our subjective feelings. Rather, we pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, many of you who have been with me for a long time, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast number 753. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Zechariah 7:2, which reads, "When they had sent unto the house of God Sherezer and Regem-Melech and their men to pray before the Lord." Allow me, if you will, to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. Observe, number one, as only Matthew Henry can say, who they were that came with this inquiry concerning whether the captive Jews should continue to observe their yearly feasts, or rather their yearly fasts. Sherezer and Regem-Melech, persons of some rank and figure, for they came with their men and did not think it below them or any disparagement to them to be sent on this errand, but rather an addition to their honor to be. Number one, attendants in God's house, there to do duty and receive orders. The greatest of men are less than the least of the ordinances of Jesus Christ. Number two, agents for God's people to negotiate their affairs. Men of estates, having more leisure than men of business, ought to employ their time in the service of the public, and by doing good they make themselves truly great. The messengers of the churches were the glory of Christ. 2 Corinthians 8:23. Observe number two, what the errand was upon which they came. They were sent, perhaps, not with gold and silver, as those in chapter 6, verse 10 and 6:11, or if they were, that is not mentioned, but upon the two great errands which should bring us all to the house of God. Number one, to intercede with God for his mercy. They were sent to pray before the Lord, and some think, according to the usage then, to offer sacrifice with which they offered up their prayers. The Jews in captivity pray towards the temple, as appears in Dan 6:10. That is Daniel 6:10. But now that it was in a fair way to be rebuilt, they sent their representatives to pray in it, remembering that God had said that his house should be called a house of prayer for all people. Isaiah 56:7. In prayer, we must set ourselves as before the Lord, must see his eye upon us, and have our eye up to him. Number two, to inquire of God concerning his mind. When we offer up our requests to God, it must be with a readiness to receive instructions from God. For if we turn away our ear from hearing his law, we cannot expect that our prayer should be acceptable to him. We must therefore desire to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life, that we may inquire there. Psalm 27:4. Asking not only, Lord, what wilt thou do for me, but Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Amen. Somebody, somewhere. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote is from E.M. Bounds. I call him the doctor of prayer, Dr. E.M. Bounds. He said, prayer makes a godly man and puts within him the mind of Christ, the mind of humility, of self-surrender, of service, of pity, and of prayer. If we really pray, we will become more like God, or else we will quit praying. And that is so true. That is so true. Beloved, my personal encouragement for you today regarding prayer is this. God is not going to make you pray, but you ought to pray. God does not make you pray, but if you want to see souls saved in your life and in your ministry, if you want to see revival come to your church, if you want to see God bless your family and your children, if you want to see all of your needs met, then it is best for you to pray. It behooves you to pray. You ought to pray. Thank you. And so, ladies and gentlemen, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled God's Need of Men Who Pray. God's Need of Men Who Pray, Part 1 from the book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E. M. Bounds. Dr. E. M. Bounds starts this section by quoting, "We do what he commands. We go where he wants us to go. We speak what he wants us to speak. His will is our law. His pleasure our joy. He is today seeking the lost, and he would have us seek with him. He is shepherding the lambs, and he wants our cooperation. He is opening doors in heathen lands, and he wants our money. But most importantly, he wants our prayers." That's an anonymous quote. And then he goes on to say, "We proceed now to declare that it demands prayer leadership to hold the church to God's aims and to fit it for God's uses. Prayer leadership preserves the spirituality of the church, just as prayerless leaders make for unspiritual conditions. In fact, worldly conditions. The church is not spiritual simply by the mere fact of its existence, nor by its vocation. It is not held to its sacred vocation by generation, nor by succession. Like the new birth, it is not of blood, neither of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." The church is not spiritual simply because it is concerned and deals in spiritual values. It may hold its confirmations by the thousand. It may multiply its baptisms and administer its sacraments innumerable times, and yet be as far from fulfilling its true mission as human conditions can make it. This present world's general attitude retires prayer to insignificance and obscurity. By it, salvation and eternal life are put in the background. It cannot be too often affirmed therefore, that the prime need of the church is not men of money, nor men of brains, but men of prayer. Can somebody say amen right there? Right where you are. Some of you are driving down the road right now. Leaders in the realm of religious activity are to be judged by their praying habits and not by their money or social position. Those who must be placed in the forefront of the church's business must be, first of all, men who know how to pray. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer requests at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we thank you and we praise you for our time together around the matter of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that the church, your holy church, does not need more men of money and of means, but men and women, boys and girls of prayer. And Holy Father God, we pray that you will help us to take this lesson seriously, for this is the need of the hour. And we pray now together, collectively, individually, as you see fit, and as you may lead us, for the following. And Lord, we encourage others, if they have a prayer list, to pull it out, or they can pray with us over our prayer list. We pray for 3 million souls to come to know your Savior through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry alone. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families, for the salvation of lost families, for the raising up of Christian families to witness to lost families all across this country and around the globe. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church servants, and missionaries. We pray for the salvation of government leadership, and give them wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Open their blinded eyes and unstop their deaf ears, and help them to take heed to your word. And Holy Father God, now Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for William. Please heal his mother's legs of swelling and infection and cellulitis. Help her to feel better. We pray for Jonah. Please bless his family and ministry in Kenya to serve you well. We pray for Kipjen. Please bless his orphanage ministry and Amazing Grace Children's Home orphanage with sponsors that they need. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the strong, Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Clem's, Isaac, and John. And Lord, help these to grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Doris, Rose, and Anika. And Lord, help these to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. And Holy Father God, we commit these souls into your hands as well as ours. Let your will be done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell, so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.